Balling is another classic in sports presentation. KKPR Sports presents high school basketball.
Squires pulls down the rebound, finds Matt Moore, strike. The Hoosman squared up, takes the long three and throws it in. A lot of deep threes. Connor Strite has three of the five made three-pointers by Kearney Catholic, and they regain the lead.
Tonight, it's semifinal action of the boys' C-19 sub-district tournament in Grand Island. High school basketball on KKPR is brought to you by the Classic Hit Sports Club.
Full court pressure this time. Gibbon breaks it. Into the front court, it is Dorzinski. He's in there with New Year off to Schuster. Milks with it against the man-to-man up to Dorzinski. A couple of dribbles, wants to get it back to Milks, and he does. They lob it into Reinertsen. Reinertsen in the lane, pulls up and hits it.
Game 1 features the top-seeded Kearney Catholic Stars battling conference foe St. Paul. Game 2 features last year's state semifinalist Minden taking on the Gibbon Buffaloes. Tonight's winners will meet in Thursday's final here on Classic Hits. It's the C-19 Boys Sub-District Tournament coming up next. But first in the new Tech Seed pregame show, we'll join Classic Hits Sports Director Doug Duda live from Rosencrantz Gym in Grand Island right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And welcome back, everyone, to Rosencrantz Gymnasium here in Grand Island for Game 2 of the C-19 Sub-District Semifinals between the Minden Whippets and the Gibbon Buffaloes. Along with our producer-engineer, Stacey Johns, I'm Doug Duda on the New Tech Seed pregame show as we just witnessed a classic basketball game that came up just short of a major upset. Kearney Catholic has to go to overtime, but they hold off St. Paul by a score of 66-58. Now the winner will take on Kearney Catholic in a game scheduled for Thursday, but most likely on Friday. So there you go. We will take a look at the starting lineups of our ball game right after this.
Seth Johnson is your Channel Seed dealer located at the end of Main Street in Hildreth. What sets Channel apart in seedmanship? We get to know our customers and their farms first. Then we use that knowledge to provide expert hands-on service and support and industry-leading seed products. While our customers may only buy seed once a year, at Channel, we treat it as a year-round experience. Channel listens around the kitchen table, at the backyard barbecue, the secret to understanding farmers' needs, interests, and concerns. Go see Zeke today at the end of Main in Hildreth.
Time now for the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank of Kearney. The visitors tonight are the Gibbon Buffaloes. Number 2, 6-foot junior, Ryan Milks. Number 3, 6-foot 3-inch junior, Riley Reinertsen. Number 4, 6-1 senior, Brett Penfeld. Number 15, 5'9", senior Luke Schuster. And number 21, a 6-foot junior, Dakota Kenton. Head coach of the Buffaloes is Paul Reinertsen, assisted by David Benz, Travis Frew, Jackson Kenton, and Steve Yockey. Gibbon is 17-5 for Minden. Number 3 is a 6-foot senior, Isaac Carlson. Number 11, 5'11", senior, R.J. Watson. Number 14, 5'8", senior, Ryan Cremosta. Number 22, 6'2", junior, Jonas Lovett. And number 51, 6'3", junior, Mitchell Muller. Head coach of the Whippets, Shannon Lovett, assisted by Aaron Martin and Brian Meyer. They're 12-10. And that's the starting lineup brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank. We'll tip it off next.
Sportsman's Restaurant and Lounge is doing their part to stimulate the economy. Every Saturday from now until further notice, Sportsman's is offering their famous prime rib dinner for two. That's two of everything. Two prime ribs, two salad bars, for only $25. Dinner starts at 5, so head to sunny downtown Gibbon. Tempt your taste buds and stimulate your wallet, all at Sportsman's Restaurant and Lounge. They make it affordable to make the short drive.
You've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. Contact Terry and Jason Stark or a New Tech Seed dealer near you as the ball is tipped out of bounds on the jump ball here. And they're going to say that it is given basketball as the ball goes out of bounds. And every time that happens, the people keeping the book want to know which way the arrow is supposed to point. And so Gibbon will get the opening possession here. They wear the visiting black uniforms with the blue trim, the home white and purple trim for Minden. First meeting of the year between the two teams. They post up Reinertsen and trying to deny the first entry pass to Riley. Isaac Carlson will be called for a foul. So Gibbon will lob it in underneath their own hoop. They love to lob it to Reinertsen. They just put him in the lane, lob it over the top, see if he can score. This time they try to force it inside. The ball knocked away. The steal is made. Gibbon will turn it over. And at the other end, Gibbon will take it back. Momentarily, Luke Schuster has it up the floor to Brett Benfeld. Skip it right side, Riley. Pull up three. It's off the front of the iron. No good. Offensive rebound for a moment is lost away. Isaac Carlson now brings it into the front court. Carlson carries the ball down to the hoop. The runner no good. Watson rebound. Back up and in. And the first bucket of the ball game belongs to Minden. 2-0. So we've already been up the floor three times and have a bucket now to show for it. Lob it into Reinertsen. They throw it over his head. And it goes right to the hands of Jonas Lovin. Second turnover, Gibbon. Gibbon's had some looks, but maybe some nerves early on here. Trying to dribble around the pressure as Jonas Lovin does to the corner. Lobs it off there to Kremosta. Skip pass over to Watson outside the arc left side. Now back on the wing for a three, and Lovin buries it. Jonas Lovin with the three-point bucket, and Minden up quickly, 5-0. Now Minden has won 6 of their last 7 ball games. The only loss coming to Cozad. And so 12-10 on the year, but at one time they were 6-9. Here's a three-pointer. Kenton, it's off the mark, no good. Ball, Minden had it, but they lost it underneath. The shot is going to be no good by Ryan Milks, and then the ball goes out of bounds to Gibbon. So not sloppy, just overly aggressive right now by both teams. Not a lot of flow to the game. No real set plays. Kind of some playground basketball here in the first 90 seconds, trying to set the tempo with some good defense. These teams very similar. They can play the same style of ball. As Reinertsen gets free from his man, then a no-look pass underneath for a layup that sits on the rim and finally falls for Brett Penfeld, and Gibbon is on the board. 5-2 Minden, 6:15 to go here in the first quarter. The winner gets Kearney Catholic on Thursday night. If it gets the blizzard we think we're going to get, it'll be Friday. Here's a baseball pass down low. Lovin spins to the low block. No good. Muller powers his way into the offensive. Putback is good. Mitchell Muller makes it 7-2. Minden up top with it is Luke Schuster. Gibbon, who is looking to get to the state basketball tournament, a place they have not been for a long, long time and not much in history. And they've got a 17-5 ball club and want to play Kearney Catholic for the third time this year. And on the attack by Gibbon, a foul called on R.J. Watson. That'll be his first and the second team foul. And shots coming up here for Ryan Milks. First one is good. Second one coming up now for Milks. Ryan takes a few dribbles, puts it up, and good. So Milks hits them both, 7-4. Minden, as we said, Gibbon has been to state once since 1964, and that was back in 81, when you may know that the coach was doing some playing. So Paul Reinertsen trying to find a way to get his Gibbon buffs here. Here's a backside lob that comes up short and is out of bounds off Minden. It was deflected by Kenton and then went off Isaac Carlson and out of bounds. Again, in high school ball, it's going to be a layup on the alley-oop. In the pros, that's something you can dunk. It was set up well. They just didn't make connection on the pass. As Schuster brings the ball across the timeline, guarded heavily here by Ryan Kremosta, up to Riley Reinertsen at the top of the circle. He dribbles it off his foot, and it's taken away by Isaac Carlson. Carlson out ahead of the pack. Reinertsen closes. Carlson missed it, and a rebound brought down by Reinertsen, and his arm is grabbed. The foul will be called on the Whippets. And it's going to go on Ryan Kremosta, his first, and the team's third. Donovan Trumbull beats Superior tonight, 57-15. St. Cecilia and Blue Hill will play. That's on 1230 KHAS. The winner plays Donovan Trumbull. It was Adams Central 61 and Central City 23. Sandy Creek and Central Catholic will play next on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. Reinertsen off the screen, 4-3. It hits the front of the rim, no good. Ball tipped into the hands of Mitch Muller. And Gibbons 0-3 from the outside right now. Almost had the steal, but it is deflected and grabbed there by the Minden Whippets, and they've got the basketball as they set it up in the half court. 7-4, and Minden turns it over. So a few turnovers both ways. The Schuster brings it down the middle of the floor. Bounce pass, tries to get it to Reinertsen, bounces it at his toenail, and it's out of bounds. Gibbon 4 turnovers, Minden 3, and they haven't quite played 3 minutes and 30 seconds. Into the ball game for Minden Nick Werner and Cole Gibbons for Coach Shannon Lovin. For Gibbon, they've been playing some great basketball. They did get tripped up in their next-to-last game against Shelton, 52-42. And Coach Reinertsen says, you know, one of the games you play every year has to be your worst. He says that was probably ours. As Reinertsen makes the steal, goes the rest of the way for the layup. Riley with his first bucket of the ball game as he makes the steal at midcourt and goes all the way in to cut it to one. 7-6 Minden. Difference is a made three-pointer by Jonas Lovin. Minden spreads the floor here against this Gibbon zone defense, which is usually a 1-3-1, but right now might be a box of one on Muller as Watson gets free. Left side of the lane, he'll score. R.J. Watson with his second bucket of the ball game. 9-6, Minden Whippets as they continue to get people ready to check into the ball game. Milks on the low block, Reinertsen right side. Backs his way in, turnaround pass. Couldn't get the shot away, gives it to Benfeldt, who kicks it out to Schuster. Lots of driving and dishing right here. There's a good cut, but the shot of Kenton is blocked underneath by Jonas Lovin. And here comes Minden the other way. Muller at the top of the key. Gives it to Watson. Weaves his way through the zone, and the scoop shot is good. 6 now for R.J. Watson. And the lead is at 5 again for Minden. 11-6 with 3:15 to go here in the first quarter. Reinertsen off the ball screen. Everybody seems to be having some trouble with their balance right now. Reinertsen for three. It's short. Rebound brought down by R.J. Watson. And then the ball knocked away by Gibbon, but it goes out of bounds. Checking in for Gibbon will be Gareth Stroh. And for Minden, Landon Lemke. High intensity in this ball game. Both teams know that they can win this game here tonight. Minden, who's been to the state tournament the last couple of years, state semifinalists last year. They were in the state finals 2 years ago. Reinertsen tries to reach in and tie up Watson and does. But the arrow points the way of Minden, so they'll maintain possession. Carlson in, Watson out for a breather. 11-6 Minden, 2:57 to go here in the first half of play. Earlier tonight, Kearney Catholic squeaked by St. Paul in overtime, 66-58. A total surprise. St. Paul played an amazing first half. They were up 9 at halftime. Working the ball around the perimeter here is Minden. Another score tonight, Bertrand 67 and Loomis 65. Bertrand rallied from 6 down with a minute to go to win that. A Loomis 3 at the horn, we are told, goes in and out at the buzzer. Gareth Stroh is going to be whistled for a foul just his first few seconds into the game. That is the first foul on Gibbon. Stroh, a very solid sophomore off the bench for Coach Paul Reinertsen. Reinertsen leads the team in scoring. He's at 23.5 points a game. Minden is a little bit more balanced than that. As they take the shot from the outside, the three-pointer is no good. No one can corral the ball. It's going to go out of bounds to Gibbon. And checking into the ball game will now be Jared Dorzinski or Ryan New Year. It's going to be New Year. Minden is led in scoring by Isaac Carlson and R.J. Watson, both at 14 points a game. And now against the pressure, Gibbon throws it away. It'll be their fifth turnover. With it is Carlson, top of the circle, leaves it off in the corner. That's Nick Werner for three. It's way off the mark, but it comes out to Carlson. He'll try a three. It's off the mark, no good. And the rebound is grabbed by Riley Reinertsen. Here comes Gibbon. 11-6 Minden underneath. They get it into the hands of Benfeldt. And as he takes it to the rack, a foul is called. Two free throws now for Brett Benfeldt. The foul is on Landon Lemke, his first, and the team's fourth. And at the free throw line is going to be Brett Benfeldt, and the free throw is no good. Checking back into the ball game, Ryan Cremosta, and checking out Cole Gibbons. So you've got Cremosta and Watson, along with Lovin and Carlson and Lemke on the floor right now. Free throw is up, and it is in. So Benfeldt hits the second free throw, makes it 11-7, and Minden will have the ball in the lead with a minute 50 to go here in the first quarter. With it up top is going to be Cremosta. Lobs it right side to Lovin. Turns back and dishes it to Watson. One dribble, looked inside, nothing there. Back outside to Lovin. And Gibbon, normally a 1-3-1 team, trying to trap the ball, driving in and leaving it in the corner. Now Lovin for three. It's no good. Luke Schuster, all alone on the backside, grabs the rebound. And here come the Gibbon Buffaloes. Pass over the top, down to Stroh on the left baseline. Back up top, Schuster. They give him room. He's not going to shoot the ball. They give it to Reinertsen. Three-point shooting cold both ways. 0-4 Gibbon, 1-5 for Minden. Running a lot of weave up top right now are the Buffaloes. Reinertsen has it 25 feet away to Stroh. Lobs it inside. There's Milts. He grabs. He shoots, and he'll score. 4 points now for Ryan Milts. And it's a two-point game, 11-9 in favor of Minden. 1 minute to go, first quarter. And Kremosta dribbles through the double team. Now he's got room, but he puts up the layup too strong. Rebound brought down by Schuster. Gibbon wants to run up to Reinertsen. He's fouled. He'll go to the line and shoot two. Riley Reinertsen, an 89% free throw shooter, goes to the line to shoot two after Landon Lemke commits his second personal foul. 46 seconds remaining here in the first quarter, 11-9, Minden by two. And Minden has been subbing in with much more frequency, but given that's the way they do it, Reinertsen misses the free throw. Muller is in, and Gibbons is in. And Dorzynski now in for Gibbon. So Dorzynski and New Year have made an appearance with Gareth Stroh, each team right around that eight-player mark. Second free throw, Reinertsen, that one no problem. So Riley, one of two, and that makes it 11-10. Minden by one with 42 seconds to go. Cross the timeline with it. Ball stolen away. Stolen by Reinertsen. Finger roll. Missed it. Nobody followed. The rebound there for Isaac Carlson. Each team with five turnovers. And Reinertsen had two men on him when he went in for the scoop shot. And just couldn't finish that time. As Kremosta at the high post tries to get it to Carlson. And Gareth Stroh steps in front. Knocks the ball away. 20 seconds to go in the quarter. And Gibbon apparently will hold for one. Reinertsen slowly brings it into the front court. Gives it to Dorzynski just so he can get it right back. 12 seconds to go. 9 seconds to go. Off the left-hand dribble as Reinertsen looks inside and lost it off his leg out of bounds. 6 turnovers for each team here in the quarter. And Reinertsen usually checks out for those final few seconds of each quarter, and he does here. 5 seconds for Minden. They've virtually got to go the length of the court. It looks like Gibbon will let them throw it in to Isaac Carlson. He's got to go all the way. Carlson's pass nearly knocked away. It does go out of bounds at midcourt by Ryan Milts, but that's going to allow Minden maybe to get a better shot here because they can throw it in from half court. 2 seconds to go. Watson looking maybe for a backdoor lob. Nope. They get it into the hands of Gibbons, long three, hits the rim, no good, and that's the end of the first quarter of play. Minden 11 and Gibbon 10. You're listening to the C19 Boys semifinal here on Classic Hits.
Growing up, you didn't care if your home was small or if the curtains were old or if you had to share a room with your brother and your guinea pig. I mean, they both smelled the same. The important things were sneaking in bed with mom and dad when it thundered. Now you care more about things like square footage and if there's a breakfast nook. You still want a home that gives you all the good feelings of the one you grew up in. Call McBride Realty of Minden. Scott, Glenda, Annie, and Patty know about the heart and soul of a home. For more information, visit McBrideRealtyServices.com.
Clipper Publishing wishes all area teams good luck in the game. Clipper Publishing is proud of the successful athletes from Shelton, Gibbon, and Wood River and look forward to supporting and reporting on all the game's activities in the Shelton Clipper, the Gibbon Reporter, and Wood River Sunbeam. Go to ClipperPubCo.com every day for daily updates on events happening in Shelton, Gibbon, and Wood River. Why wait till Thursday for your local news updates? Subscribe to one of the weekly newspapers and go to ClipperPubCo.com for daily updates.
And we're back here at Rosencrantz Gymnasium. Doug Duda, our producer engineer, Stacy Johns, and other basketball currently going on. Hastings St. Cecilia 11 and Blue Hill 6 at the end of the first quarter over in C2 action going on at Sandy Creek on 1230 KHAS and FlatRiverPreps.com. The Grand Island Central Catholic and Sandy Creek game just about to begin or is underway on the Breeze 94.5 FM. This is KKPR-FM, Kearney Minden Gibbon, and the World Wide Web at FlatRiverPreps.com. 11-10 Minden to start the second quarter. It is Gibbon ball And they've worked it around here for about 30 seconds and haven't done much. Keep passing it around the perimeter right now. Ball between the circles, Garrett Stroh. On the bench is Reinertsen catching a little extra breather. Down low to Benfeld. Benfeld got tripped up and a travel called. Each team had 6 turnovers in the first quarter. Rebound 7-5 in favor of Minden. Free throw shooting, Minden didn't have any. Gibbon was 4 of 6. 3-point shooting, Gibbon 0 of 4. Minden 1 of 5. 6 points for R.J. Watson leads the way for Minden. Ryan Milks has 4 for Gibbon. So that is your first quarter recap. Other winners tonight, Donovan Trumbull, Adams Central, and Bertrand. Kearney Catholic had the overtime win against St. Paul here earlier tonight, 66-58. Minden coach Shannon Love, and I asked him what's different about his team winning 6 of the last 7. He says, we're just taking better care of the ball. The fundamentals seem to be what they're doing. Minden not shooting the ball, and Coach Love, and you can hear him over here shouting at his team to move and shoot when they're open. Watson to the baseline. Nicole Gibbons gets it into Watson. There's a nice move to the hoop. Puts up the turnaround jumper. It's no good. The ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Minden. Good effort, though, by R.J. Watson. Reinertsen has checked in at the last horn and now checking in Brett Benfeld. But we're 90 seconds into the second quarter and no scoreboard change. It's 11-10, Minden by 1. As Gibbon will bring the ball across the timeline here, Brett Benfeld dribbles, gets right into that trap, jump pass to Reinertsen, left wing, no-look pass underneath the Milks. Beautiful wraparound, but the shot is contested and can't finish. Milks offensive rebound, and he's fouled. And back to the line is Ryan Milks. Foul is going to be on Nick Werner. That'll be his first. And that will be team foul number 6. Only one has been called on Gibbon. And the free throw by Milks is dancing on the rim and finally goes in. And that ties the ball game at 11. And Gibbon has a chance to take their first lead of the night right here. Second free throw, Milks too strong. Rebound grabbed by Jonas Lovin, his first. And he'll get it into the hands of R.J. Watson. He's looking for Isaac Carlson, but Carlson not paying attention. Ball is off the foot there of Gibbon, maybe just off the toe. So it's picked back up, Watson, into the corner to Gibbons. He'll drive, pulls up from 11 and hits it. Cole Gibbons. He'll get his first bucket, 13-11 Minden. 6 minutes to go, first half. Up the floor, Garrett Stroh. Stroh. Crossover dribble, Minden switches as they stay in the man-to-man. Isaac Carlson trying to hang with Riley Reinertsen, running him off a bunch of screens. So Stroh drives, puts up the left-hand jumper, no good. Rebound 11, 2 in a row for Jonas. Gets it to Carlson and to Watson. Watson drives, fires at about 100 miles an hour to Gibbons, and he can't handle it. I think Watson thought he was going to take it all the way to the rack, and when he went into the air, he realized he was in trouble. And Minden turns it over for the 7th time in the game. So Gibbon will bring it across the timeline again with Garrett Stroh. Stroh pieces dribbled up to the right wing, Milks. Milks bounce pass inside. There's nobody there, and they just let it go out of bounds. Oh, they're going to say it was tipped. No. Minden fans, you can hear the groan on the other side. And they're going to give the ball to Gibbon. Gibbon let it. Or Minden let it go out of bounds because they were sure it was going to be their ball anyway, but not the case. Gibbon will get the ball. Try to lob it into Reinertsen. Nice pass from Benfeld, and Riley will lay it up and in. His 5th point, and it's 13-13, 5-13 to go in the first half. At the half, the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report will give you the first half stats, score updates of other games, recap Kearney Catholic's overtime win against St. Paul. Should get a chance to chat with head coach Don Leese as well. And here's another turnover. Minden trying to juke him out with a no-look pass and walked with a basketball. Turnover number 8 for Minden. Gibbon has 7. Didn't have a lot of turnovers in that first game, and that's one of the reasons St. Paul was in it till the very end. Luke Schuster will bring the ball across the timeline here. Off a couple of picks to Garrett Stroh. Left side of the key by just a foot or two. Backside wide open. Kenton's there, but he missed the short jumper. Rebound by Benfeld. He'll put it up no good. And it comes down into the hands of the Minden Whippets. Carlson, outlet pass front court. But nowhere to go here for Jonas Lovin. gives it back to Carlson on the left wing, trying to trap that ball into the corner. There's Watson. He drives baseline, leaves it off for Lovin. Back up top, open three. Cremosta on the way. It's too strong. Rebound, out of bounds, off of Schuster's foot. And Minden gets it underneath. One of these teams is going to drain a couple of three-pointers, and now they give the ball here to Ryan Cremosta. Everybody's out at midcourt there. It's Minden trying to psych out Gibbon. They weren't quite sure how to play it, so they just stay in their normal defense. Get it to Carlson. Drives to the high post and turns and throws it into the crowd. He had three teammates there, and they all just kind of looked at it, sail over their heads. Neither team has called a timeout yet, but I think Coach Paul Reinertz is going to take one right here. 4:23 to go in the first half of play. C-19 Boys Subdistrict Semifinal. Gibbon and Minden are tied at 13.
First Bank and Trust in Minden. Relationship banking is what they do. First Bank and Trust is a leader in online banking with online bill pay and 24-hour banking at your fingertips. Stop in and talk to the professionals about your business, personal, and ag banking needs. All the small town touch with everything you need from a bank. Keeping up with technology to make your banking easier. Minden's First Bank and Trust, what you'd expect from a friend. Member FDIC, good luck, athletes.
As always, big thank you to our many fine sponsors. This time out brought to you by our friends at Little Caesars Hot and Ready Pizza. Take time out for Little Caesars Hot and Ready Pizza, available right now on West 39th Street in Kearney at a high school concession stand near you. 13-all, Minden and Gibbon, 4:20 to go in the first half. Not a lot going on here in the second quarter offensively. It was 11-10, and now it's 13-all. Reinertsen off the pick, his three no good. Rebound comes down to Ryan Cremosta. The game will get more exciting when those shots start to fall for both teams, which I'm sure they will. Carlson fakes the three, gets it to Cremosta, takes the contested eight-footer, no good, but Watson is there for the offensive follow, and he has got eight of the team's 15-13 whippets. As Schuster brings it up right side, spin move to get it around Watson, and then backs it out. Gives it to Reinertsen, Riley, top of the key, crossover dribble off the ball screen, they double-team him, then he tries to make a move and slips, saves the ball, though, to Benfeld, who gives it right back outside the arc to Reinertsen. Lobs it in. Benfeld, they hold his jersey, and the officials are all over it. And for Jonas Lovin, that'll be his first personal foul. I love the reaction on the kids tonight, because that happened a couple of times in the Kearney Catholic St. Paul game, and they look around like, what, what? And you can see it 50 feet away, that jersey just getting yanked. And that'll bring up a 1-1 now for Brett Benfeld. He's 1 of 2 at the line, has 3 points. And back in the ball game for Gibbon is Jared Dorzinski. The free throw by Benfeld is up and good. Brett, one of just two seniors on this given ball club, didn't get to play hoops last year after breaking his arm in the final football game of the year. Second free throw, in and out that time, and Lovin does a heck of a job of boxing out, grabs the rebound with one hand, and up the floor come the Whippets. 15-14 Minden, 3:20 to go, first half. Watson against that spread out 1-3-1, finds the seam, drives, right hand layup, good. So Watson already with 10, and he is the offensive force in the game right now as Schuster Stetter dribbles, gets into the paint, then backside help, the steal made by Landon Lemke. Landon Lemke sneaks in there with a double team and gets the ball back for the Whippets. They have got it down on how to take care of this 1-3-1. Gibbons actually kind of backed off the pressure, and we've got a whistle just as Gibbons stole the basketball that brings Paul Reinertsen out of his seat. But it is only the second foul on the Buffaloes, and it goes on Brett Benfeld, his first personal. And, of course, that hurt for Gibbon because they would have went to the other end on a layup attempt, but the reason they got the ball apparently was because of the foul. So Minden ball. Lemke corner, skip pass over the top of the zone, gets it to Carlson, left elbow, tries to get it to Lemke. It's behind it, but there's R.J. Watson again, who picks it up, attacks, and scores. 12 for Watson. The lead is back to 5, the largest for Minden at 19-14. They are on a 6-1 run, and the ball passed and knocked away. Another given turnover. Carlson with the steal, and he throws it away, trying to get it ahead to R.J. Watson. And into the ball game, Jacob Choquette and Mitchell Muller also checks back in. Thursday is supposed to be the basketball, but if, again, the weather folks, all we can do is tell you that we've got a lot of things scheduled, and a lot of things will be up in the air, including Kearney High Boys, Kearney Catholic Girls, all the girls' districts Friday, this sub-district, the wrestling duel Saturday. We're going to cover as much of it as we can. It's a nice pass underneath the Milks, and threading the needle is Reinertsen. Milks with a left hand over his head, up and in. 7 now for Ryan Milks to lead the way for Gibbon, 19-16 Minden, 2 minutes to go before halftime. At 1-3-1 all the way, 25, 28 feet out here. Backdoor pass to Shoket. It's a bullet, but he can't handle it. Picking up the loose ball is going to be Jared Dorzinski. To the other end come the Buffaloes. Dribbling in is Schuster. Schuster is fouled in the paint, and he'll have a 1-1. So a 1-1 coming up here for Luke Schuster on the foul by Mitchell Muller. That'll be his first. Schuster has not shot the ball. I'm not even sure he shot it tonight. But again, this is no different. Gibbon, they got three guys that really shoot the ball, Milks, Reinertsen, and Benfeld, and they've got all 16 of their points so far in the game. Benfeld averages 10, Milks 8, Riley 23.5, and the front end of the 1-1 by Schuster is no good. Rebound to Jacob Choquette. Kenton and Schuster average 3 points a game. Stroh off the bench gets you 5. Nobody else with more than a couple, so everybody knows that. And it looks like Reinertsen reaches in and commits a foul on the trap. Riley Reinertsen with his first personal foul. It's only the third team foul, and Garrett Stroh will check in here for Gibbon, and Luke Schuster is going to check out of the ball game. He can play defense and run the football right over you. He's just not much of an offensive threat. As it is, Minden ball, get it on the low post, Muller. Muller just backs his way in, then he shoots it and gets fouled on the rebound, it looks like. Mitchell Muller missed it and got his own rebound, just using his big frame to push some people out of the way. Foul on Garrett Stroh is his second, fourth team foul. The winner gets Kearney Catholic, a 66-58 overtime win over St. Paul. Also tonight, Donovan Trumbull, no problem with Superior, 57-15. Adams Central over Central City, 61-23. Bertrand rallies to beat Loomis, 67-65. Inbounds for three. R.J. Watson, no good. Rebound pulled down by Ryan Milks, his third. Outlet pass left wing. Benfeld kicks it back to Schuster, who was on the bench for about 15 seconds. Luke trying to get it to Reinertsen, does, 28 feet away from the hoop. Left-hand dribble on Muller. He's got what he wants. Now they switch back, and then the pass down low goes right off the hands of Ryan Newyear, but it deflects off a whipping and out of bounds, so a break for Gibbon. They get to maintain possession. And 1:05 to go in the half. Milks to take it out underneath. Looking, they'll lob it out to Reinertsen. Looks right back inside and skips it right side to Milks. Right corner drives. Free throw line, they'll get it to Newyear. Back out Reinertsen. Three-pointer good. The first three-pointer of the game for Gibbon in 6 attempts. And Riley Reinertsen now has 8. And we're tied again at 19. 50 seconds to go. Minden dribbles right into the trap and has it stolen away. Reinertsen one-on-one against Carlson and scores. And just like that, Gibbon has taken their first lead of the game. 21-19 as they've scored 7 in a row. Watson, back door, there's Cremosta, catches, reverse layup on the 360, no good. Muller, the putback, it's no good. And the rebound comes down to Benfeld. Baseball pass to the other end, shot up and in, foul goes along with it, and the last 60 seconds have all been given. 23-19. Gibbon goes from 5 down to 4 up. Riley Reinertsen a chance to complete the three-point play here as the foul on Watson is his second. 22 seconds to go in the half, 23-19. Riley is 1 of 2 at the line. Tries to catch his breath here after that last few seconds and strokes it up and in. 10 in the quarter, 13 in the game for Reinertsen. Just that quickly, he is able to drop 8 on Minden, and it's 24-19 Gibbon. A 10-0 run in the last minute, basically. Minden with 8 seconds to Watson. Double-teamed into the corner. Lovin for three. It's good. Big bucket for Jonas Lovin. And for Gibbon, they won't get the ball in, and we go to halftime. So Gibbon scores 10 in a row, and Lovin buries a three to get a little momentum here for the Whippets going into the halftime locker room. Close as expected at the half. It's the Gibbon Buffaloes 24 and the Minden Whippets 22. You're listening to the C-19 Sub-District Basketball Tournament here on Classic Hits.
Farming is a way of life here. It always has been and always will be. Today's farmers have a feel for the land. That shows in the harvest. They team up with Clevenger Farm Products to deliver their fuels and help save valuable time. Locally owned and operated, so the people behind the counter are the people you've known for years. People you can rely on. Whether you need fuels delivered or you get your fuel right there 24/7, pay at the pump in Gibbon and Kearney. For everyone who's nurturing the land, Clevenger Farm Products, proud to support the area athletes. The spirit of success. You see it all over town. People who take pride in giving their best. At the Exchange Bank of Gibbon, we understand what it takes to succeed. That's why we are there for you every day, making your life better and our community stronger, all while striving for your success, helping you develop and grow. That's the goal of the Exchange Bank of Gibbon. Banking made simple. See the professional staff of the Exchange Bank of Gibbon today. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
And welcome back to high school basketball here on Classic Hits 98.9. We are at halftime. It is 24-22, Gibbon with the lead, and this is the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Says your trash is our treasure, serving Buffalo County for business and residential service. Ravenna Sanitation, your trash collection connection. Find them in your local Yellow Pages. We'll take a look at the first half stats in just a little bit. A few other games from tonight. Adams Central beat Central City 61-23. Donovan Trumbull over Superior 57-15. Bertrand rallies late to beat Loomis 67-65. In our first game here tonight, it was Kearney Catholic firing off St. Paul, going to overtime to win it 66-58. Brian Hoosman had 20 points. 9 of those were in the overtime. 15 for Alex Lease, 12 for Matt Moore. 4 players in double figures for St. Paul, and head coach Don Lease joins us here at halftime. And coach, one you had to survive tonight.
Yep. You know, this time of year, it doesn't matter about style points. You know, you just try to get the job done. And, you know, and St. Paul shot 75% in the second quarter, you know, and they shot the ball extremely well. And I've told these guys that, you know, Christmas break, and 3 of them to us, 1 to Adams Central, and then they had GICC on the ropes at their place this last Friday. And you know, they're one of those teams that are just very, very hard to defend because they're all guards, and they, you know, kind of reminds me of my teams in my past and stuff. And you know, they were hitting shots tonight, and I just told them at halftime, You weathered the storm right now. They're hitting shots. You dug this hole. You got to go dig it out, fellas.
Well, I mentioned to some of the assistant coaches, I said, when you play a team 3 times, they're gonna know a lot about you.
Yep.
You just, I guess to me, you look different because maybe St. Paul either took away some things that I'm used to seeing you guys doing, or you were doing some different things. Did they do some things that made you change up what we've seen you do? Or
no, we just struggle right now a little bit on offense and things. You know, kids are having good looks. They're just missing some shots right now, and that's just part of it. You saw us when we were hitting shots. And I've always told everybody that's a good supervisor of basketball. When you shoot the ball, it doesn't matter how bad a defense you play. You shoot the ball, you look good.
Well, and defensively, it's always when that amps up for the Stars that the pace changes. 40 points St. Paul gets in the first half. You hold them to 15 in the second half.
Yeah, you know, and that's what we did. You know, we had to really focus on the defensive aspect of things. That's what we told them at halftime. You know, one, they were killing us on the boards. They were getting some loose balls and things. And, you know, our kids, you know, played two very, very physical games against Northwest and Adams Central. And, you know, tonight it was more of a finesse game. And, you know, it took them a while to kind of adjust to some things and get going tonight.
Tell me a little bit about what you've seen here from Minden and Gibbon. Obviously, if you get Gibbon, it's going to be the third time that you've had to play them. You don't play Minden in the regular season, but there's all kinds of talent out for both of these teams.
Yeah, there is. You know, thing about Gibbon, you know, Riley, he does a lot for him, but he also distributes the ball well. And those guys can cut off of him, and you know, if you're open, he's going to get you the basketball. You know, so they're 1-3-1s, tough to go against. They trap sometimes, they sag sometimes, they do a lot of different things out of their 1-3-1. They kind of match up sometimes out of that 1-3-1, and you got to if you're going to go, you got to go. That's what our kids You know, the times we've done real well against them is we have attacked it. And the times you do things, you know, and they look really good in it is when you're passive against it. And, you know, it's one of those things that our kids, you know, if we play Gibbon, are going to have to be ready to go. You know, Minden, you know, they're doing a lot of good things tonight. They've missed some easy shots on some stuff. But, you know, Gibbon just gets enough turnovers out front that it turns into easy baskets. And, you know, it's one of those things that Minden has a lot of talent out there on the court, and it's going to be a dogfight the second half.
Don, finally, you're going to be in the boat, your team, your program, like a lot of teams that are advancing on after tonight. You don't know when you're going to play next. It could be Thursday. It could be Friday. Does that affect the way you practice or how you prepare or anything like that, or you just got to roll with the punches?
You just got to roll with the punches. We'll be able to practice tomorrow and get after things tomorrow, but then we don't know if we're going to be able to play Thursday night or Friday or even Saturday. Who knows how much we're going to get dumped on. It's one of those things. We got to get in what we can tomorrow and just be ready to play whenever they say, hey, you're playing now.
You got to get somebody to drive the bus for you, buddy, so you can worry about other things. Don, 22-2, going for number 23 next game out. We'll see you there.
Yeah, thanks, Doug.
Congratulations.
Thank you, man.
Don Lease, head coach of the Kearney Catholic Stars. They had to go overtime. St. Paul played an outstanding game, especially in the first half, but their season will come to an end. 66-58. Here, halftime of game two. It's given 24, Minden 22. We'll look at the numbers next.
Pedley Drug in Minden is your hometown Health Mart pharmacy, carrying Mueller Sporting Goods and Hallmark. You can also find diabetic supplies, including shoes, durable medical equipment like walkers, wheelchairs, lifts, and bath aids. When you fill your prescriptions and shop at Pedley Drug, you see your neighbors and friends helping you, like Jeff, Tammy, and Michaela. Pedley Drug accepts most insurance and Medicare. Best of luck, athletes.
There is supposed to be water in the stock tank, not all around it. You need to replace your stock tank. Head to Statler Implement and get a new Hastings stock tank and replace that old worn-out one. Statler Implement also specializes in electrical motor sales and service. Statler Implement has everything you need to keep the job running smooth. Go see Carlo and the gang at Statler Implement on East Highway 6 in Minden. You'll be satisfied with the service you'll get.
On the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report, here's a quick rundown of the first half numbers for Minden. Isaac Carlson hasn't scored. He's their leading scorer on the year. He has 4 rebounds. Jacob Shoketa, rebound. R.J. Watson, 12 points, 3 rebounds. Ryan Cremosta, 1 rebound. Jonas Lovin has hit a couple of threes. He's got 6 points, 3 rebounds. Cole Gibbons, 2 points. And Mitchell Muller, 2 points, 4 rebounds. 11 points in each quarter for Minden. They've got 22 points, 16 rebounds. They have not been to the free throw line. 2 of 8 from 3-point land, 1 block, 12 turnovers. 2 fouls apiece on Watson and Landon Lemke. 4 Gibbon, Ryan Milk, 7 points and 3 rebounds. Riley Reinertsen, 13 points, 2 rebounds. Brett Benfelt has the other 4 points, 2 rebounds. Luke Schuster has a couple of rebounds. 10 points in the first quarter, 14 in the second. They got 10 of those in about 60 seconds with under 2 minutes to go. So they have 24 points, 9 rebounds. 7 out of 12 at the free throw line, 1 of 6 from 3-point land, and 9 turnovers. Garrett Stroh has 2 fouls. 24-22 given at the half, and you've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Ravenna Sanitation, your trash is their treasure. Quality, dependable service for your farm, home, or business. We'll be back with the second half after this.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by Aurora Co-op in Minden, proud to be a community, academic, and athletic supporter. Find an Aurora Co-op location near you for all you need to keep your everyday life running. Aurora Co-op is the place to stop. With pay at the pump, you can fill up when you need to 24/7. We appreciate all the athletes and coaches for your hard work in and out of the games. Aurora Co-op has locations serving you where you go. Go with it.
People you know.
Community people.
Community people.
Everything seems easier when you're doing business with people you know, especially banking. When you apply for a loan, it's a good feeling knowing who you're talking to. Bank with us. Minden Exchange Bank and Trust Company. Member FDIC. Community people you know.
Community people you know.
scores from games in progress at the half. It's Hastings St. Cecilia 26, Blue Hill 12. And after one, Grand Island Central Catholic 14, Sandy Creek 8. That's on the Breeze, 94.5 FM, the St. Cecilia Blue Hill, 1230 AM KHAS. And just like our game, they're all on the online at FlatRiverPreps.com. Doug Gooda with you here as Minden will get the ball to start the third quarter, trailing 24-22. Each team has had the lead by 5 points, but given very late in the second quarter, the first time that they had the lead. They'll come out in that 1-3-1 zone. Minden throws over the top of it right side. Carlson, let's see if they get him going. Watson, those open. His three off the front of the rim is no good. Rebound comes out long to Dakota Kenton. Kenton with his first board up ahead to Benfelt. Didn't have numbers, so he'll slow it down and kick it back out to Luke Schuster. Schuster dribbling between the circles. Over on the right wing, Benfelt got on the low post. There's Reinertsen. Turn around, lays it up, and in. 15 for Riley Reinertsen. And it's 26-22 Buffaloes on their first possession of the ball game. Again, Milks and Reinertsen have 22 of the 26 right now as Watson draws the double team, swings it over to Carlson. Got a look, then tries to fire it inside, and two Minden Whippets run into each other, and they turn it over for the 13th time. Luke Schuster will pull up with it at the top of the circle, hand it to Reinertsen, who an off-balance three. That's no good. And the ball is out of bounds off of Minden. Even Coach Paul Reinertsen popped up off the bench. Riley can hit so many of them, but that was very quick. That was an NBA type of three right there. Not the distance, but how quick he shot the ball. Looking to throw it in from the baseline. They'll go underneath. There is Ben Fell. He's fouled. He scores. Looked on the left side. Nothing there. So he took an extra dribble to the right side and laid it up and scored. And for Brett Benfeld, he's got a chance at a three-point play. He's 2 of 4 at the line. But again, we've got a timeout here by Minden. It's going to be their first of the game. The foul was on Mitchell Muller. That's the first of the half. Bob Godringer from the Grand Island Independent telling us here that each team shot 42% in the first half. But, of course, the difference is the free throws. Given was 7 of 12. Minden has not shot one, and they're going back to the line. It's the biggest lead of the night for Gibbon, 28-22. We've got a timeout. We'll be right back.
Seth Johnson is your Channel seed dealer located at the end of Main Street in Helder. What sets Channel apart in seedmanship? We get to know our customers and their farms first. Then we use that knowledge to provide expert hands-on service and support and industry-leading seed products. While our customers may only buy seed once a year, at Channel, we treat it as a year-round experience. Channel listens around the kitchen table, at the backyard barbecue, the secret to understanding farmers' needs, interests, and concerns. Go see Zeke today at the end of Main in Hildreth.
Like a third baseman anticipates a bunt down the line or a shortstop looks to turn the double play, TM Sporting Goods is already anticipating baseball with name brands like Louisville Slugger, Rip-It, Mizuno, Wilson, and more. Of course, other spring and summer sports are in queue as well. When you want to play great, equip yourself with quality goods and the knowledge that Steve and Tino have to offer. On the Bricks, downtown Kearney, TM Sporting Goods, a division of Pro Team Design. And like them on Facebook for insider information.
Out of the timeout, Brett Benfeld misses the free throw, so it remains 28-22, and Mitch Muller gets his fifth rebound. We do have college basketball currently airing on ESPN 1460 and 1550 as Florida leads Missouri early. Number one, Indiana, got by number four, Michigan State tonight, 72-68 in the college game of the night. Ball was tipped out of bounds. Minden will throw it in again. Carlson looking for the cutters from half court. Nothing there, so he goes out to Jonas Lovin. Lovin has the only 2 3-point buckets of the night here for Minden. Carlson, left wing, one dribble, back up top to Cremosta. It was supposed to go to Lovin, but Cremosta cut it off. Back to Lovin on the baseline, or to Watson. Good defense here by the Gibbon Buffaloes with a foul. They trapped them in a foul on Brett Benfelt. That'll be his second. First foul of the half on the Gibbon Buffaloes. And Minden will throw it in from the sideline here. 6:17 to go, third quarter, 28-22 Gibbon. Kearney Catholic went overtime to beat St. Paul 66-58. Cremosta doesn't shoot, skips it over to the right-hand corner to Carlson, back to Lovin, back to Cremosta. Now his three is up and dancing around four times. No, the three-pointer will not go. The ball slapped all the way back out to Carlson, though, to Cremosta. He tries, scoop shot again, won't go. It's like he's got an oblong basketball, and the rebound brought down by Brett Benfield. Benfield, pass break, up ahead, Kenton, blocked from behind and taken away by Isaac Carlson. One on three the other way, Cremosa traveled with a basketball, and that will be turnover number 14 on Minden. Minden is trying to go full court here, didn't have the numbers, and they're hearing the wrath from the coaching staff over here. And Coach Shannon Lovin says, you know what, I'll sub in. We got nothing going right now on offense. And he'll sub in at the next break. Right now, Schuster up top. And a foul called here, I think, away from the basketball. Yeah, Mitch Muller trying to get some defensive presence down low is going to be called for his third foul. And checking into the ball game, Nick Werner, along with Landon Lemke and Cole Gibbons for Minden. And it's given ball underneath their own hoop. Staying in will be Cremosa and Watson. Lob it in, that money play to Reinertsen, and then he throws it away. He looked to the bench. He thought his dad was playing for him, but out of bounds it goes. Gibbons' first turnover of the half, their 10th of the game. Now, Minden has that inbounds play scouted out pretty good. Gibbons has been very successful just lobbing it to Riley, who can get up. Even if he's got somebody as tall as him, can still get up and grab that. That time he was well covered. Driving in is Werner. Dishes it out to the right wing. Gibbons is tied up. The arrow points the way of Gibbons, so Minden turns it over for the 15th time in the ball game. And the Whippets, they had 11 points with about 3 minutes to go in the first quarter. And we've played another 11 minutes, and they've got 11 more points. So Minden has really been shut down by the Gibbons 1-3-1. Buffalo basketball, back cut, good pass underneath for the layup. Ryan Milks assists Riley Reinertsen. 9 points for Milks. Gibbons now with their largest lead of the night at 8, 30-22. It gets their defense on their toes a little bit more. Minden needs a bucket. Driving in is Werner, dumps it into the corner, and a walk called on Ryan Cremosa. I don't know what Minden needs right now, but it looks like it's going to be a timeout. 4:49 to go in the third quarter of play. Minden has yet to score here in the second half, and they trail Gibbons 30-22. We'll be right back.
Mobile Bank All is here, exclusively from Five Points Bank. It's the ultimate on-demand mobile banking service. You'll find three secure ways to access your banking information from your cell phone with internet access. Mobile Bank All from Five Points Bank gives you powerful features, securely delivered through the account menu. Mobile Bank All allows you to view account balances, pending activity, transfer money, pay bills, and view alerts. Enroll today. Mobile Bank All is a free service for internet banking customers at the Better Bank, Five Points Bank.
This time out brought to you by your friends at Little Caesars Hot and Ready Pizza. Take time out for a Little Caesars Hot and Ready Pizza, available right now on West 39th Street in Kearney and at a high school concession stand near you. 4:48 to go, third quarter. Gibbons 30 and Minden 22, and Gibbons has the ball. Into the ball game is Jacob Choquette. In fact, the only starter in there right now is R.J. Watson. He had 12 in the first half. Gareth Stroh hands it off to Ryan Milks. Staying outside the perimeter, trying for that back cut. It's there again. Milks takes a little extra time. Squares himself and scores. Another assist from Riley Reinertsen. 32-22 Gibbons, with the first 8 points of the second half, now have a commanding 10-point lead. This was 19-14. Since then, it's an 18-3 run. Choquette underneath gives it off to Gibbons. 10-footer way off the mark. The rebound brought down by Ryan Milks. He'll give it to Reinertsen. Reinertsen thought about the three, changed in mid-stroke. Gibbons wants to get a timeout because diving on the ball is going to be his teammate Brett Benfeld. And Gibbons will use another 30-second timeout. So a lot of timeouts here already in the first 4 minutes of the second half. It's a 30-second timeout, 32-22 Gibbons. We'll be right back.
Sportsman's Restaurant and Lounge is doing their part to stimulate the economy. Every Saturday from now until further notice, Sportsman's is offering their famous prime rib dinner for two. That's two of everything. Two prime ribs, two salad bars, for only $25. Dinner starts at 5, so head to sunny downtown Gibbons. Tempt your taste buds and stimulate your wallet. All at Sportsman's Restaurant and Lounge. They make it affordable to make the short drive.
Well, the given Buffaloes trying to get to a state tournament, and every game they play to get there will be a monster. Minden, if they win, Kearney Catholic on the other side. Valentine is the favorite to come out, although there's a couple of good teams in that sub-district. 32-22, Gibbon hasn't been to state since 81, and that's their only trip to state since 64. Reinertsen, ball screen three, short. Rebound brought down by Jonas Levin, that's his fourth. Gibbon is 1 of 8 outside the arc. Reinertsen hit one in the second quarter. Watson brings the ball up the floor, down low to Lemke, and he's going to be fouled before he hits the turnaround jumper, a pushing foul down low on the sophomore, Garrett Stroh. No, it's not going to be on Garrett. It's going to be on Dakota Kenton. That'll be his first, and he'll check out, and Dorzinski will check in here for Gibbon. It's Minden underneath their own hoop. Now Luke Schuster also wants to come into the ball game, but Minden needs a bucket. 4.5 minutes, nothing here in the third quarter of play. Minden being held way below their average right now. Trying to get it into Watson, right-hand corner. Steps through, ball loose. Watson runs it down off Choquette, fires it to the left-hand corner. Cremosta back to the baseline. Here's Lovin, a little room, drives and puts it off the window and in. 14 points for R.J. Watson. And the first bucket of the second half comes at the 3:10 mark for Minden, 32-24 Gibbon. Schuster putting on a dribbling exhibition here against the Minden double team, and a five-second call just as he got rid of it. I don't think he really realized it. Then somebody yelled 5 seconds, and he started to pass it, but it was too late. Second turnover of the quarter on Gibbon compared to 4 for Minden. Gibbon, as the game has progressed, has taken much better care of the basketball. Minden can't say the same. It's been about consistent. 6 turnovers in the first 2 quarters and 4 so far here with 3 minutes to go in the third. Carlson with it. Over to Watson, fakes the three, comes into the paint, kicks it back out, Lovin into the corner, three-pointer for Werner, nothing but net. A three-pointer and a big one for Nick Werner. And just that quickly, the lead gets cut from 10 to 5 on back-to-back buckets by the Whippets. Schuster uses a couple of picks for Dorzinski to bring it across the timeline. Back out to Garrett Stroh. And back to Schuster, spreading that floor. They find Reinertsen out on the left wing. Everybody outside that arc, they'll flash somebody into the paint. Reinertsen fakes the three, now puts the ball to the floor to the free throw line. Back cut, good pass, reverse layup, foul called will send Ryan Milks to the line to shoot two. He's 3 of 4 at the line, he's got 11 points. And Mitchell Muller, and he just picked up his fourth personal foul. In a game that doesn't have a lot of fouls, Muller has 4-3 in this third quarter. And Coach Lovin is not subbing for him. Well, now he is. Here comes Lemke. Free throw is good by Milks. And the big three continue to score all the points here for Gibbon. Milks, Reinertsen, and Benfeld have all 33. 15 for Reinertsen, 12 for Milks, 6 for Benfeld. Second free throw good. Milks hits them both, 6 in the quarter, 13 in the game. 34-27 Gibbon, 2:14 remaining third quarter. And for Gibbon, they have brought Riley Reinertsen down for a breather with 2:12 to go in the quarter. Dorzinski, Stroh, along with Schuster, Milks, and Benfeld. Can Minden make a move here? No, they're going to throw it away. Steal is made by Schuster, 2-on-3. Stutter dribble, brings it in, up and around, shot no good. Fight for the loose ball, ends up in the hands of Jonas Lovin. Lovin will dish it back to Carlson. Gibbon gets back on defense to Watson. Watson drives, kicks it back out to Carlson, who has yet to score. Right corner, Werner for 3 more. That time, no good. Rebound, Watson, back up and in. R.J. Watson finds a seam for an offensive putback. 34-29, he's got 16. Stroh stays out of the double team, throws it to Dorzinski. Knocked out of his hands, but it goes right to Benfeld, who drives and draws the foul. A fortuitous bounce there for Gibbon because Minden had stripped the ball. The foul will be called on Isaac Carlson, his second fourth team foul here on Minden. And at the line, Brett Benfeld to shoot two. He's 2 of 5 at the line. And Brett's first free throw is up and in. 7 points now for Benfeld. Here comes New Year into the ball game. Dorzinski out. 1:26 to go here in the third quarter of play of our boys' C-19 semifinal. Second free throw is also good for Brett Benfeld. And it is 36-29 in favor of Gibbon. Riley Reinertsen comes in. Luke Schuster will check out. The last 4 points for the Buffaloes have been at the line. Minden led virtually the entire first half, and then with just under 2 minutes to go, Gibbons scored 10 in a row. They go from 19-14 down to 24-19 up, and they have not trailed since. 36-29, their biggest lead was 10. Backside lob over the head of Isaac Carlson and out of bounds. 6 turnovers in each quarter. And again, I go back, I asked Shannon Lovin before the game, why have they been playing better? The first thing out of his mouth is we only turned it over 6 times last game. Not the case tonight. 6 in the first quarter. Gareth Stroh bringing the ball up the floor. 2 Minden players run into each other, so Gareth goes right to the hole and scores. First bucket of the ball game for Gareth Stroh, and the lead to 9, 38-29. Minden pushes the ball up the floor. Watson. Watson into the paint. Tries to dump it underneath. It's deflected away. Lemke grabs it back out of the corner for Watson, who dribbles it off his foot and out of bounds. Minden trying so hard to attack this 1-3-1 zone, but unfortunately for the Whippets, all they keep doing is turning it over. Minden girls crossing their fingers that somehow they can get that final wild card. It is so close for them right now. Gibbon against the press, throws it down. There's a ball fake by Milks, and he scores. It was 2-on-1. Milks made the ball fake. Minden did, and now it's an 11-point game. 6 in a row for the Buffaloes. 30 seconds to go in the quarter. 40-29. Up top, Carlson. Into the corner. Here's a 3-pointer, Cremosta. It's no good. Rebound by Riley Reinertsen. And they get the last shot. 15 seconds to go. They don't have to waste much time. Reinertsen looks for the 1-on-1. Quick 3, and he hits it. Riley Reinertsen drills the 3. 43-29. Given with 4 seconds. Carlson triple teamed. Watson not going to get a shot. It's after the horn. Lovin hit a 24-footer, but it does not count. And for Given, they end the quarter on a 9-0 run and have the biggest lead of the game. Given 43, Minden 29. We head to the fourth quarter of the sub-district semifinals next.
Growing up, you didn't care if your home was small or if the curtains were old or if you had to share a room with your brother and your guinea pig. I mean, they both smelled the same. The important things were sneaking in bed with mom and dad when it thundered. Now you care more about things like square footage and if there's a breakfast nook. You still want a home that gives you all the good feelings of the one you grew up in. Call McBride Realty of Minden. Scott, Glenda, Annie, and Patty know about the heart and soul of a home. For more information, visit McBrideRealtyServices.com.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Again, we want to say a big thank you to Athletic Director Rocky Allman and the crew here at Grand Island Northwest for their hospitality. Minden gets the ball to start the fourth quarter. They are down 14. They've made some big comebacks. Can they do it again? R.J. Watson, who leads the team with 16 of their 29 points, gets it inside to Carlson, who's fouled, and he scoops it up and in. That's the first point of the game for Isaac Carlson. And ladies and gentlemen, this will be the first free throw of the game for Minden at the 7:40 mark of the fourth quarter. The foul is on Dakota Kenton, his second. Meantime, Gibbon is 11 out of 17 at the free throw line. So 11 more points, and they have a 12-point lead. Free throw by Carlson is up and in, and it's 43-32, and a travel called on Gibbon. They turned and ran right into Cole Gibbons. 12th turnover by Gibbon. Minden has 19. Score update for you. It is Grand Island Central Catholic 27 and Sandy Creek 18 at the half on the breeze, 94.5 FM. Watson up top, Carlson. Back in the corner, 11. Left corner, 3. Needs it, can't get it. Follows his shot, fight for it. Ooh, a quick jump. Arrow points the way of Gibbon. Up the Minden missed 3. They're 3 of 14 from downtown. Gibbon is 2 of 9. Lovin got in there on that jump ball. I believe it was Benfelt that tied him up. 2-on-1, bounce pass, easy layup, Dakota Kenton on the assist from Riley Reinertsen. 45-32 Gibbon as they break the press. Kenton now the fifth player to score. Stroh and Kenton each have two. Milks, Reinertsen, and Benfeld have combined for the other 41, and Minden throws it away. Turnover number 20. Don't forget at the end of the ball game, the Misco Sports postgame show. Final stats, coach interview. Winner gets Kearney Catholic on Thursday. If the snow comes as predicted, they'll try Friday, but who knows? Kenton and Stroh to get it across the timeline here. Reinertsen out there along with Milks and Kenton. Lob it inside off the screen. There's a Milks pass into Reinertsen, and Riley now has 20 in the ball game. And that two-man crew has really had a few layups here in the second half. And now the lead 15, 47-32, and a foul called. No, a timeout call. Minden calls a timeout. It's a full-length timeout. The season is on the line now for the Minden Whippets, who have made a habit of getting to state, but they trail 47-32 with 6:33 to go. We'll be back in a minute.
Clipper Publishing wishes all area teams good luck in the game. Clipper Publishing is proud of the successful athletes from Shelton, Gibbon, and Wood River and look forward to supporting and reporting on all the game's activities in the Shelton Clipper, the Gibbon Reporter, and Wood River Sunbeam. Go to clipperpubco.com every day for daily updates on events happening in Shelton, Gibbon, and Wood River. Why wait till Thursday for your local news updates? Subscribe to one of the weekly newspapers and go to clipperpubco.com for daily updates.
I asked my husband if I can join his fantasy league this year. He just laughed. Little did he know, I've been going to Cunningham's Journal for lunch every week. The perfect place for sports fans like myself to keep up with my favorite teams, and not to mention the food is so good. Anyway, a fantasy spot opened up, and guess who's laughing now? And winning. If you're an ultimate sports fan, enjoy a good lunch, a drink with friends, and live entertainment. The place to be is Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
And welcome back to basketball here on KKPR-FM, Kearney, Minden, Gibbon, and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. 6.5 to go in the game, Gibbon their largest lead, 47-32. Carlson for three, it is no good. Rebound brought down by Ryan Milks. Gibbon has done a good job on the boards here tonight. Minden may have a couple more, but Gibbon's getting the key ones. Kenton for three. That one is no good. Rebound comes out long. Kenton battles for it, but it goes out of bounds to Minden as Cole Gibbons had it first. Minden has been at the state tournament the last 5 years, but they are not the favorite to go this year at just 12-10. The three seed here in the sub-district and down by 15. But needing to cut into the lead here, see if they can get a little run going. Into the corner, long three, Watson, it's too strong. We got a foul on the rebound, and it goes on Gibbon, knocking around Choquette underneath. He grabbed the ball, and he's fouled. But Minden needs to find a way to drain some threes. That's Milk's first foul. They got to get some buckets, but if they're going to shoot the threes, they can get back into it, need a couple three in a row. Minden throws it in off the screen. Watson's three is blocked. Garrett Stroh grabbed it. Up ahead he goes, one-on-one. Watson tries to time it, but the layup is good. Garrett did a good job of making sure there was enough separation. And it's 49-32. Gibbons pulling away. Watson back out Cremosta against the zone. Cremosta loses the handle, dribbles it off the leg, gets turned over, and Gibbon will push the ball off the floor. Luke Schuster hands it to Garrett Stroh, and all Gibbon has to worry about now is watching that clock run. Off the back cut, Reinertsen to Stroh, and they're running the same play with different players and getting layup after layup, 51-32. Again, Minden just struggling to score as Carlson gets it over into the hands of Watson, back out to Isaac. 5 minutes to go. Dribble used up, back to Carlson. Back over the top. Isaac, long three. It's good. Isaac Carlson has all 6 points for Minden here in the quarter. And it's 51-35. Schuster with a basketball. Luke trying to stay out of the trap in the backcourt. They both go for the steal, and Schuster goes right by him, and then a foul on Carlson as he knocks the ball away on the dribble by. That's the third foul on Isaac Carlson, the 15th foul on Minden. Again, we've got plenty of sports action. When they can take care of it. This boys sub-district final. We've got the Kearney Catholic Ainsworth girls district final. We're scheduled to bring you the Axtell Gibbon or Kiltner, a girls district final from Gibbon. We hope to bring you Kearney High boys Saturday when they play Pius at Papillion. We will have the UNK dual tournament for the high school squads. As another lob into Reinertsen, and Reinertsen now almost at his average. He's got 22 points. Lots of layups in the second half for Gibbon. Watson left alone, finally decides to shoot the 12-footer. He wanted to pass, and then nobody was on him. Fires it, still good. Milt with his sixth rebound. Up ahead, try to get it down to Benfelt, and it's knocked out of his hands, and given with their 13th turnover. Behind the back, Carlson on the wing. Transition three. It's no good. And the ball grabbed by Riley Reinertsen, his fourth rebound. Up the floor they go, and it's off the hands of Benfelt and out of bounds. 3:46 remains. It's Gibbon 53 and Minden 35. The Misco Sports postgame show coming up when our game's done with all the final stats. Earlier tonight, 66-58 in overtime. Kearney Catholic holds off St. Paul, who had a shot at the buzzer to win it and was ahead most of the game. Right side with it, Carlson. Skip pass over to Watson. Fakes the three, drives into a triple team, leaves it to Lemke. Back to Kremosta. To Carlson, three-pointer, around and out, no good. Rebound brought down by Dakota Kenton. Minden's 1 of 7 from the three-point arc here in the quarter. Reinertsen will bring the ball up the floor. And the ball poked away from behind. Nice job by Carlson. And then a foul on the breakaway, going to be called here on Gibbon. Riley Reinertsen thought that he had his man where he wanted him, and then Carlson poked it away, so Reinertsen reached out and fouled him to prevent the breakaway layup. Each team with 5 fouls, and Minden to inbound it. 3:10 to go. Carlson has it over to Kremosta. Tries to lob it to Lovett, overthrows him, and another turnover. That's been the story of the game tonight for Minden. 22 turnovers, and they've shot one free throw. With a basketball, Schuster draws the double team to Benfelt. Skip pass over to Reinertsen. Riley on the right wing to Milks. Back out between the circles. Gibbon playing keep away right now. Schuster decides to drive. Wants to leave it behind him for Milks. Throws it away. Wouldn't be surprised to see Coach Paul Reinertsen call a timeout and go over the strategy to bring it home. There it is. Timeout called by Gibbon. They'll have two remaining. No need to keep turning it over or even shoot. Just run that weave. 2:41 to go in the game. It is all Gibbon. 53-35. Over Minden. We'll be right back.
First Bank and Trust in Minden. Relationship banking is what they do. First Bank and Trust is a leader in online banking with online bill pay and 24-hour banking at your fingertips. Stop in and talk to the professionals about your business, personal, and ag banking needs. All the small town touch with everything you need from a bank. Keeping up with technology to make your banking easier. Minden's First Bank and Trust, what you'd expect from a friend. Member FDIC. Good luck, athletes.
Can't seem to find the right school car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors. They may not have it on the lot, but they can find it for you. Trust Killian's to keep your current car running longer by bringing it in for routine service. Oil changes every 3 months or 3,000 miles, and regular maintenance can keep your car running better and longer. You're heading in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
Out of the timeout, R.J. Watson fakes the three, drives no good. Carlson tried to grab the ball. It's knocked out of his hands. Gibbon grabs it, but they're standing out of bounds. After three quarters, Hastings St. Cecilia 49, Blue Hill 24. So St. Cecilia is going to advance on to play Donovan Trumbull in that C2 final at Sandy Creek. Donovan Trumbull crushed Superior tonight, 57-15. Up top, here's a 3-11, won't go. Ball batted around, ends up in the hands of Isaac Carlson. Tries another three, just won't go tonight for Minden. Rebound brought down by Ryan Milks. Gibbon has played well, but Minden just hasn't had anything here in the second half, only scoring 13 points. 2 minutes to go. Ball knocked away from behind. Carlson forces another one, but it is picked up by Gibbon. And out of that timeout, Coach Reinertsen saying, let's go into the weave, let's spread the floor, let's run the clock. Here's a foul. It'll be the sixth team foul on Minden. And it's going to go on Jonas Lovin. That'll be his second. Checking in will be Trevor Jacobson and Jacob Choquette. And checking in for Gibbon will be Dorzinski and Stroh. And it looks like Coach Shannon Lovin is taking some seniors out here. R.J. Watson checks out of the ball game. And I believe Carlson comes out as well. These guys were part of a heck of a run. Just didn't happen here in their senior year, but the last 3 years, they were key, even if it was off the bench in some instances, for Minden, who made it to state 5 consecutive years and were in the finals one time, won their first round game the last 3 years. Give and play and keep away here. Riley Reinertsen with it. Minden just trying to play good defense and not foul. And Given running the clock here. 1:25 to go. It's 53-35 Buffaloes, and the ball is finally deflected and stolen away. Up ahead, going in for the layup. It's contested. It's too strong by Werner, and the ball goes out of bounds to Given. And into the ball game for Minden. Here comes Matt Ekstrom, and for Given, Braden Snell, a freshman. Here comes Corbin Hines, another freshman, as the teams start to clear their bench. And checking out of the ball game will be Brett Benfeld. 1:13 remains. As always, a big thank you to the many fine sponsors. Stay with us, the Misco Sports postgame show with final stats, coaches' interviews, and more coming up. So stay with us as Given play and keep away here. They get it across the timeline. Stroh lobs it down to the front court to Hines. Back out to Garrett. Draws the double team to Hines. And just trying to keep it away from the pursuit of Minden. Reinertsen with it. Hand in his face by Ekstrom. Back to Riley. 50 seconds to go. Dump it into the hands there of Corbin Hines. Given doing a great job of moving the ball. Minden has a few more kids that'll come in if we get a dead ball. So will Given. Garrett Stroh kicks it over to the left wing, not even looking to shoot, just running clock. Snell has it back up top. 30 seconds to go. See if Minden commits a foul here. Well, the ball's thrown up. The ball's loose. Minden's going to pick up the loose basketball. Up ahead of the pack, Choquette, left-handed layup is good, and a timeout by Minden so that they can get some players in. 18 seconds is all that remains here in the basketball game, and we have got multiple players checking into the game. We'll tell you who they are here in just a moment. 53-37. Minden gets Adam late into the ball game. Jonathan Miller. Here's Bryson Holston. That has come in. A couple of freshmen and a sophomore. And staying out there, Matt Ekstrom and Trevor Jacobson. And the Given Buffaloes now maybe going to try and set up a play here for one of their new kids, as they actually did go huddle up. Checking into the ball game, you've got Jacob Paulson. Also, Victor Rodriguez checks into the ball game. And I think we got everybody else for you. As Given will get the ball in against pressure to Snell. Snell behind the back. Baseball pass to the other end. Rodriguez is there, but he's just going to dribble out time. 10 seconds. Skip pass over to Paulson. He'll give it to Snell. 5 seconds to go. Snell will hold the ball. The time will expire, and that's the end of the game. The final score, the Given Buffaloes, 53, and the Minden Whippets, 37. The Whippets will have their 5-year streak in the state tournament snap and will end their year at 12-11, going 6-2 down the stretch. Given will improve to 18-5, and they're a step closer to their first state tournament since 1981. We'll be back with the Misco Sports postgame show right after this timeout.
Farming is a way of life here. It always has been and always will be. Today's farmers have a feel for the land. That shows in the harvest. They team up with Clevenger Farm Products to deliver their fuels and help save valuable time. Locally owned and operated, so the people behind the counter are the people you've known for years. People you can rely on. Whether you need fuels delivered or you get your fuel right there 24/7, pay at the pump in Gibbon and Kearney. For everyone who's nurturing the land, Clevenger Farm Products, proud to support the area athletes. The spirit of success. You see it all over town. People who take pride in giving their best. At the Exchange Bank of Gibbon, we understand what it takes to succeed. That's why we are there for you every day, making your life better and our community stronger, all while striving for your success. Helping you develop and grow. That's the goal of the Exchange Bank of Gibbon. Banking made simple. See the professional staff of the Exchange Bank of Gibbon today. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Pedley Drug in Minden is your hometown Health Mart pharmacy, carrying Mueller Sporting Goods and Hallmark. You can also find diabetic supplies, including shoes, durable medical equipment like walkers, wheelchairs, lifts, and bath aids. When you fill your prescriptions and shop at Pedley Drug, you see your neighbors and friends helping you, like Jeff, Tammy, and Michaela. Pedley Drug accepts most insurance and Medicare. Best of luck, athletes.
And welcome back to Rosencrantz Gym at Grand Island Northwest, where it is Kearney Catholic and Gibbon advancing on to the sub-district finals scheduled for Thursday at 7. If it's called off, they will move it to Friday at 7, and then we'll find out what happens after that. So that is the plan. For Gibbon, they have played Kearney Catholic twice this year. They played them right before the conference tournament back on the 22nd. Had the lead after one quarter, but Kearney Catholic pulled away 56-41. And in the conference tournament semifinals, good game, but Kearney Catholic had a nice run to go up and eventually win it 61-52. And so the third meeting between the teams, the third meeting between St. Paul and Kearney Catholic, was almost a St. Paul victory tonight, which really would have helped out Gibbon or Minden, whoever would have won, and in this case Gibbon. But big win for them tonight, 53-37. And let's take a look at the final numbers for Minden. We'll do it after this timeout.
There is supposed to be water in the stock tank, not all around it. You need to replace your stock tank. Head to Statler Implement and get a new Hastings stock tank and replace that old worn-out one. Statler Implement also specializes in electrical motor sales and service. Statler Implement has everything you need to keep the job running smooth. Go see Carlo and the gang at Statler Implement on East Highway 6 in Minden. You'll be satisfied with the service you'll get. This broadcast is brought to you in part by Aurora Co-op in Minden, proud to be a community, academic, and athletic supporter. Find an Aurora Co-op location near you for all you need to keep your everyday life running. Aurora Co-op is the place to stop. With pay at the pump, you can fill up when you need to 24/7. We appreciate all the athletes and coaches for your hard work in and out of the games. Aurora Co-op has locations serving you where you go. Go with it.
And welcome back to the Misco Sports postgame show. Misco Sports, get your game on at Misco's, keeping our local schools geared up for every season. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play. Here's a look at the final numbers now for the Minden Whippets. We had Isaac Carlson with 6 points. They were all in the fourth quarter, though, for the team's leading scorer on the year. It was R.J. Watson who picked up. He's right there with him as the leading scorer. They're both about 14 points. But Carlson, 6 points, 7 rebounds to lead the team in 1 block. Jacob Choquette, 2 points, 2 rebounds. R.J. Watson had 16 points in the basketball game. He led the Minden Whippets here tonight, ended up with 4 rebounds. Also, Nick Werner, 3 points. Ryan Cremosta, 1 rebound. Jonas Lovin, 6 points, 6 rebounds, and a block. Cole Gibbons, 2 points, a rebound. And Mitch Muller had just 2 points in the game and 5 rebounds. 16 rebounds in the first half, 10 in the second half. Minden was only at the line one time tonight. That was in the fourth quarter. They made it. 3-point shooting, 2 of 8 in the first half and 2 of 14 in the second half. Turnovers, 12 in the first half and 10 in the second half. Minden, 22 points at halftime. They were held to 15 points in the second half. And the Whippets finished with 37 points, 26 rebounds, 1 out of 1 at the free throw line, 4 of 22 from 3-point land, 2 blocks, and 22 turnovers. The turnovers and the lack of field goal percentage from outside the arc did Minden in tonight. They finished the year at 12 and 11. Let's take a look now at the final numbers for the Gibbon Buffaloes. And Ryan Milks ended up with 15 points tonight. He also had 7 rebounds. Riley Reinertsen led the way with 22 points. He had 4 rebounds. Brett Benfeld had 8 points, 4 rebounds. Gareth Stroh, 6 points. He had a block shot. Luke Schuster had 2 rebounds. And I had Dakota Kenton for 2 points and 2 rebounds. 9 rebounds in the first half, 10 in the second half. Free throw shooting, 7 of 12 in the first half, 4 of 5 in the second half. 3-point shooting, 1 of 6 in the first half, 1 of 4 in the second half. Turnovers, 9 in each half. Gibbon had 24 points at halftime, 29 points in the second half, and the Buffaloes finished with 53 points, 19 rebounds. They were 11 of 17 at the free throw line, 2 of 10 from three-point land, 1 block, 18 turnovers. One of the big stats, given at 10 more points from the free throw line tonight than Minden did. So there you go, 53 points, 19 rebounds, 11 out of 17 at the free throw line, 2 of 10 from three-point land, 1 block, 18 turnovers. Given improves to 18 and 5 with a 53-37 win over the Minden Whippets, and they will advance on to play Kearney Catholic whenever the roads are clear enough to get over here. And unfortunately, Gibbon and Kearney Catholic, 12 miles apart basically, and will make the trek west or east to Grand Island Northwest to play Thursday if it snowed out, Friday, and if it snowed out, then we'll keep you up to date. But Paul Reinertsen, head coach of the Buffaloes, joins us. Coach, congratulations on the win.
Well, thanks, Doug. It wasn't pretty early. I was kind of disappointed in how we came out and played in the first quarter. I think we had 6 or 7 turnovers right off the bat there. Normally we're a pretty good ball handling team and passing team, and so I was a little disappointed. You know, some of that's Minden's credit. I thought they were the aggressor early on, but halftime I think we kind of regrouped, came out third quarter, handled the ball better, executed on our half court offense a little bit better, and then knocked down a few shots also. It always helps.
Well, Minden turned it over, but you guys weren't getting the normal transition buckets out of those turnovers. They weren't necessarily in the backcourt. They were throwing it away in the front court, which didn't give you much of a chance, but that stretch right about the 2-minute mark there of the second quarter, and you rattled off 10 points right before the half.
Yeah, which was good, because we were kind of flat-footed and really had no momentum on our side. I thought Minden kind of had the momentum. They'd led most of the first half, and then we finally kind of had a little spark and gotten the lead. We have some capabilities of scoring quickly, and we've got several guys that can knock down threes, and usually our defense is good enough to get a couple steals. So it was glad to see that run, but I was really happy with how we played in the second half. We responded in the second half, I thought, and played pretty good basketball for those 16 minutes.
Got a lot of layups in the second half out of your offense.
Yeah, we did. We ran a few back cuts, and we were able to get some guys open, and the guy with the ball had his head up and saw him underneath, and we converted those, and so that was nice to see.
Got to the free throw line. Minden didn't get to the free throw line, even though they did try to be aggressive, especially in the first half with R.J. Watson. Your defense was very controlled, only had 4 fouls in the first half, I think only 9 for the entire game.
Well, we Minden's pretty quick, and you know, we tried to keep the guys in front of us. We thought we had some wingspan advantage on them, and if we kept them in front of us, we thought we could kind of contest their threes enough to maybe bother them. And I think, you know, for the most part, we did a pretty good job. I think 2 or 3 times they did get by us, but we wanted to kind of keep the guy in front, make him shoot over an outstretched hand. I thought our wingspan might give them a little bit of trouble.
I always want to bring up Riley when I'm talking to you because he always has a great game, and he had another one tonight, but it's always Milch, Reinertsen, and Benfelt that get the scoring for you. And Ryan looked good kind of everywhere tonight. He got 15 points, but he leads you in rebounding. He made a couple of assists in there as well to Riley or whoever it needed to be.
Hey, Ryan is a really good basketball player. Sometimes, you know, Riley maybe gets a little bit of the publicity, but Ryan is a really good basketball player. The part that you mentioned, the one thing I really is happy with Ryan, we've asked him to be a rebounder. And he has done a really good job the last probably 5 or 6 games of rebounding on the backside, and we're happy with that. And tonight he grabbed some big boards in traffic, and I say he knocked some shots down. Ryan's always been a good shooter. His offense has never really been a question, and we want him to commit to 100% on defense, and he's doing that this year, and in particular these last few games have been really good.
All right. Whenever we play, it's Kearney Catholic next, and Kearney Catholic just about to spit the bit, as I've been told the last few times. It just about happened tonight. It's hard to say that a 22-2 team is struggling because they made a heck of a comeback tonight, but 2 losses and then an overtime game. Does that show vulnerability? Does playing them for a third time like St. Paul did tonight help you guys? How do you sell this to your ball club who's going to be an underdog even though you're 18-5?
Well, it should be a heck of a game. You know, there's not going to be really any secrets. I don't think either team is going to do anything really drastically different. You might put a little wrinkle in here or there, but for the most part, we're going to know each other very well. So I expect a really tough ball game. We're going to hands full. Our margin of error against Kearney Catholic is pretty small, and so that means we're going to have to handle the basketball against our pressure, and we can't give them the second and third opportunities. If we do that, I think we got a chance to be in the game, and if you're in the game late, you got a chance to win it.
Through those first 2 games, what are a couple of things that stand out to you? I know you got off to a good start the first time. Kearney Catholic has both games had just a little stretch, kind of like you had tonight, where they will get 10 or 12 or 8 in a row and kind of separate themselves.
Well, you know, Kearney Catholic can score in a hurry, and we got off to a nice start the first game, but then we had some careless mistakes out front. Some of that's our pressure, and they turned those into layups at the other end. And to me, when you play Kearney Catholic, you give those pick sixes out top. Those are real backbreakers. And so we've got to avoid that. And if we can, and then rebound the ball, I think we've got a chance to be in the game and maybe get them.
All right, we'll let you go talk to the kids, Paul. We'll see you whenever the game is.
All right.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Great basketball team that Gibbon has. And I'll tell you what, I wish the winner and the loser would both get to go to state, no matter how it played out. Folks, if you get a chance, it's going to be a great game. The first two have been very competitive. Gibbon and Kearney Catholic, scheduled for Thursday at 7. If it gets that snow, then we're looking at Friday. And if you still can't go, you're probably looking at a Saturday. Again, the district finals are scheduled for Monday, so there's really not a whole lot of rub time there. They could push them back to Tuesday and Wednesday next week before girls, but just depends on how bad this storm is, folks, and we'll keep it here for the very latest. We're going to wrap things up on the Mississippi Sports Postgame Show right after this.
People you know, community people, community people.
Everything seems easier when you're doing business with people you know, especially banking. When you apply for a loan, it's a good feeling knowing who you're talking to. Bank with us. Mendon Exchange Bank and Trust Company. Member FDIC. Community people you know.
Community people you know.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publisher's Click.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's and Kearney now delivers.
We are back here. Shannon Lovin, Minden, joining us on the Mississippi Sports Postgame Show. A couple score updates. Central Catholic 39, Sandy Creek 25 at the end of three. Final, St. Cecilia 66, Blue Hill 31. They'll play Donovan Trumbull in the sub-district final. Coach Lovin, as we were talking about with Coach Reinertsen, you guys came out with a good start to the ball game, but the run right before halftime, they scored 10 in a row to change the momentum of this ball game. That was one thing that obviously stood out. And you can't laugh about it, but you told me, I said, why are you 6-1 in the last seven games? We're taking care of the ball, and that just didn't happen tonight.
Yeah, we didn't have our A game tonight. You know, I got to give a lot of credit to Gibbon and their athletic ability and the pressure they put on the ball. They have some good length up there top with Riley and Ben Feld. And it wasn't there tonight. We had been doing a pretty good job, and we cut our turnovers way down, and it seemed like we had a few more tonight than we had for a while.
This has been a heck of a run for these kids. A lot's been made of that senior class from last year. You told me at the beginning of the year, and so did Coach Dunn on the football program, and everybody said these kids want to make their own identity. And they had a rough stretch from over the Christmas break into the middle of January, but they turned that around, and they finished the season strong. But as you said, it just wasn't there tonight. This is a squad that's been to state five consecutive years.
Yeah, I told the guys when we went in, and they've given a lot since they were probably third graders to this program, and I thanked them for that. They did want to make their own identity, and I think when we come through and won the conference tournament, that gave us a little boost there and helped us play a little stronger here towards the end of the year. There's only one team that doesn't get to have that talk at the end of the year, and just unfortunately it was us tonight. Like I said, I got to give a lot of credit to Gibbon.
Four seniors, Isaac Carlson, R.J. Watson, who had a great game, especially in the first half, Ryan Cremosta, and Landon Lemke, but you're still going to have some talent coming back next year. So, Coach, as always, we appreciate you giving us some time. We look forward to doing it again next season.
All right. Well, thank you, Doug. Appreciate it all year long.
Thanks, Shannon. Shannon Lovin, Minden Whippets, as he said, only one team can finish with a win at the end of the season. And this time around, it will be not Minden. We'll see if their girls can pull that wild card out as well. That's going to wrap things up tonight. You've been listening to the Mississippi Sports Postgame Show here on KKPR-FM, Kearney, Grand Island, Hastings, and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Keeping our local schools geared up for every season, Mississippi, you'll be better equipped for the games you play. Our plan is Thursday night, Gibbon, Kearney Catholic, 7 o'clock here on Classic Hits. Friday, Axtell taking on Giltner Girls District from Gibbon here on Classic Hits. Kearney Catholic Ord, Kearney Catholic Gainsworth Girls in Ord Friday night on ESPN. Saturday, Kearney High Boys against Lincoln Pius on ESPN and the state dual tournament. Reports throughout the day, we will have the finals rounds for BNC on ESPN Radio and on Classic Hits 98.9. We will have the A&D final Saturday night at 6 if there is no major postponement, but we do anticipate that. For our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns, I'm Doug Duda. Our scores tonight, Kearney Catholic, let's give you the other one. St. Cecilia beat Blue Hill 66-31. Bertrand over Loomis 67-65. Adams Central over Central City 61-23. Donovan Trumbull over Superior 57-15. Central Catholic currently leading Sandy Creek on the Breeze 94.5 FM after three quarters 39-25. St. Paul put a big-time scare into Kearney Catholic tonight. The Stars survive in overtime 66-58. 20 points from Brian Hoosman, 15 from Alex Lease, 12 from Matt Moore. St. Paul had four players in double figures, led by Caleb Gebhardt with 15. And then again in our final game, 22 from Riley Reinertsen, 15 from Ryan Milks, has given Downs Minden 53-37. Stay warm, stay safe. This is Doug Duda saying good night from Grand Island, Northwest.
This has been a Classic Hits Radio KKPR Sports presentation, brought to you by the KKPR Sports Club. To download an archive of this game and more, go online, kkpr.com, and hit the podcast section. KKPR Sports is a presentation of Platte River Radio.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now with a store.